WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
We are back. You are listening to the Student Section NFL on WVUA 90.7 The Capstone. I'm your host, Jalen Brooks, and I'm joined by my co-host, Tanner Thompson.
What up?
Connor Rolls.
Hello, hello.
And Evan Cisneros. Sorry, I thought I heard some feedback.
You're good, man.
Yeah, I'm just, there we go. This is the speaker. I just want to make sure.
Yeah, the in-studio speaker.
Yeah,
I was kicking a little bit.
Yeah, there's like, there's an echo in here, and I thought I heard you
my
say.
My voice is just really loud.
That's what I was saying. That's it. I heard you from over there, but you were also sounding like you were right behind my ear.
Because I also am.
Yeah, so I was a little freaked out, but okay. Back on track. Mm-hmm. But man, it's good to be back in the studio. It's been a while since we talked NFL.
I know last week it was the weather. The weather canceled everything.
Yeah.
Tornadoes.
Yeah. Alabama, man.
Gotta love it, I guess.
Get a lot of those around here.
But. I mean, hey, you never know. We could end up in Kansas.
They don't end up in Kansas. You know what the line is?
No, to be honest, I've never seen it.
We're
not in Kansas anymore.
Oh.
That's the whole point, that they're not in Kansas.
Maybe they're in Alabama?
Or Oz, but you know.
It could be the same place.
We gotta get you to watch Wizard of Oz,
I guess,
man.
I should really sit down. And...
Isn't it like the first ever movie in color?
I don't know.
I think it is.
I don't know.
You know they used asbestos, pure asbestos, for the snow in that movie?
That must have been a wonderful choice health-wise.
Exactly.
Yeah. I can't imagine like just submitting myself to that, but...
Well, I mean, they didn't know at the time, to be fair. They were just like, oh, this stuff looked like snow.
This is the effects of Oz.
Exactly. they didn't even know that... nobody knew asbestos was bad at that time, but...
But hey, lead. Anyway. They painted the Tin Man all in lead.
Lead.
Like,
right?
With actual lead paint. Also, did y'all remember that the Scarecrow just has a gun in that movie?
He does.
He does. He straight up just has a six shooter on him the whole time.
He should have used that against the witch.
Maybe, I don't know. Water clue
would
worked
that
pretty
work
well.
Against the witch? I just
probably not.
I mean, water did.
You would think that they've developed a way to. Also, no one else has a gun in that movie. So
yeah. So
maybe she's not protected against guns. Who knows?
I mean, also the little bat monkey things that are flying around.
Yeah.
Just shoot out the sky.
I can't think of the actual name for him.
Yeah, I can't remember the name either.
Yeah.
Well, going back to football.
I guess.
What do you mean? This is a movie. Yeah. A movie show now.
This is a movie podcast.
Monkeys.
Well, it is the off season and things.
Student section film edition.
Hey, yeah, actually, that doesn't sound like too bad of an idea. Like that.
Just actual like NFL film and not movies.
Yeah,
unless we
that
watch
that actually does sound like a good idea. I would love to do that, but
hey, but we digress.
Yeah.
So I guess we should get into the big news of the offseason so far. I mean, within the last couple of weeks, let's go ahead and talk about Stephon Diggs trade. Evan, I'm going to start off with you because you're the Dolphins fan. They're right in your division. So the Bills, your reaction?
Finally, I have not had hope to win the division ever. I don't think I've ever thought that the Dolphins were going to win the division in my whole life. And it's the gates. They're opening up. Patriots, awful. Bills, Patriots could be good soon. Bills, they're on the downturn. Jets,
They just got Hassan Reddick. That defense is going to be
nasty. I would
not
feel good about the Jets next year. But I mean,
I'm not confident in the Jets ever. The Jets are going to jet.
That's also very true.
Yeah.
It's looking up. Dolphins winning the AFC East. Call it now.
That Jets team looks scary if Aaron Rodgers does play.
Yeah, that dude's just got to be on the field, man.
Yeah.
That team is screwed without him.
And don't forget, like, you know, it's so early in the draft, like, rumors. So you never know what the Patriots could do since they do hold that third overall pick.
Right. And you also never know what the Bills could do.
That's true.
They
to
did.
Be fair.
The Bills did cut literally everybody on defense besides the guy that did not get a single tackle last season, Von Miller.
It's because he's on that ridiculous contract for probably two more years, three more years.
He got that huge contract. I was like,
yeah,
I don't need to play anymore.
He got the huge contract, and even like literally like Madden franchises had him retiring right now. But and then they signed him to a four-year contract. It's awesome.
You know, what's also interesting is like during this process, I know reacting to the Bills. I mean, first of all, on the Texan side of things, what a pickup for CJ Stroud. I mean, like this is like what I was kind of. Going into the offseason, I know we started, I kind of pitched the idea of Mike Evans going to Houston just for you know, one, it'd be good for him to come home to his hometown team. But also, always thought like adding a threat like that, an X-factor wide receiver, like a true number one, would be huge. I mean, like we've talked about the emergence of Nico Collins and Tank Dell. Hopefully, he's doing better now and healthy.
I'm a huge Tank Dell fan, man.
But man, adding like a true wideout like Stephon Diggs, I think that's only going to help both of those wide receivers.
You know, there's one name that we didn't even mention. I mean, I feel like John Metchie has been coming to his own.
Oh, true.
With the Texans. Yeah, he's starting to pick up a bigger role.
Yeah.
So, man, I mean,
that's a pretty complete room.
It's a complete whole offense.
Honestly, funny to think about, like, the beginning of last season, everyone was terrified of the receiving room mainly because there just wasn't experience. There just wasn't snaps. There wasn't, you know, people. There wasn't knowledge behind that receiving core. But, I mean, we saw the way Nico played, Tank played. They were a great receiving duo just by themselves, but I think
until Tank got hurt, but still Nico was still destroying.
Exactly. I think Diggs is gonna fit into that offense really well. I do hope that, or I have to imagine that the Texans had some kind of conversation of like, listen, when they signed him, like, your role was gonna be your role, if that makes sense. I'm hoping they didn't try to like guarantee him some big part of this offense, because that will probably stir poorly in the future, because he doesn't have the greatest track record.
Well, I think the way they set it up, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you're good.
But I think the way they set it up is like they voided the rest of his years of this contract. So it's like kind of like, hey, if this works, I don't know. I think like it's more like if this works out, we'll like extend you. But this is more like a, we'll see how this
goes. I think they wiped all the years off the end and put an option to it.
Yeah.
So if this is his one year, if, you know, he wants a test for agency, he definitely can. But then also the Texans have a chance to pick up his option and keep him on the team.
Yeah. Right.
But I do think this is just a perfect fit. Stephon Diggs and Nico Collins on the outside with Tank Dell in the middle, in the slot, is going to be insane. Yep. And you just have Dalton Schultz at tight end, who looked very, like, I don't want to say a top. He was a top 10 tight end last year.
Yeah.
Some could say he.
It's fair to say that. Yeah.
He played near top 5, in my opinion, with some of the injuries to the other tight ends.
Mm-hmm.
And then you add like a guy like Joe Mixon, who can do everything out of the back. I think that's a big upgrade Devin Singletary.
And I completely forgot about like Joe Mixon just the other day. I mean, like, you think about everything that they've added this offseason, man, I think Texans have to be up there for winners of the offseason.
Oh, without a doubt. Easy.
Have they made line additions?
They added Danielle Hunter.
Or offensive line, excuse me.
I can look right. I can't think of any.
Not at the top of my head.
They've still got Shaq Mason and Laramie Tunsil. It's still a solid
Juice
roster.
Scruggs.
Yeah. I imagine they'll probably draft someone.
Yeah. I mean,
especially depending on who's available, obviously. But there's a lot of guys to choose from, in my opinion, especially with where I imagine they'll sit, which is like around the 20 range, I have to guess. Maybe in the high teens.
I think
like
they traded their 23rd pick to the Vikings, did they not?
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure I thought that was the Cardinals.
I don't think that was the Cardinals. I think that was the Texans. But I think the Cardinals was in our mock draft, in which I did that. If that makes sense. But you might be right. I'll have to go double check that. But while Connor is searching that up, let me ask you guys, Evan, Tanner.
The Texans did not make signing to the O-line, so it's the same O-line.
Okay.
We're hearing more. Well, it's more obvious that the Bills might go with a wide receiver in the first round, so we're hearing rumors of, like, you know, some of the guys that they're bringing in for their top 30 visits, whether it be Adonai Mitchell, Brian Thomas, you know, Jaden Daniels, and Malik Nabers were on Instagram Live, and they were saying, a fan asked them where they think Brian Thomas is going, and they said the Bills. So out of all these names, out of the wide receiver core, and most likely who's going to be there, which wide receiver do you think fits best for that system for Josh Allen?
I think my personal favorite would probably be A.D. Mitchell.
Because I agree.
I think A.D. Mitchell he can fill into any role faster. That, I mean, incredibly talented, you know, 6'4", super athletic. I think I would like him as a basis, if that makes any sense, than some of the other guys. I've seen people mock Xavier Worthy to the Bills, and I just don't think it's going to happen. Because, one, I also don't think you don't want Xavier Worthy as your only talented receiver. I really shouldn't say only talented receiver, but I also believe in, like, Khalil Shakir, for example. He's still on that roster, and I think he's a very good player, especially in a slot kind of role. So that's why I think A.D. Mitchell is, you want to get someone who is, you know, Stephon Diggs-esque of a natural route runner, big, great hands, and I think it's an easy choice.
So y'all were right. It was the Texans, not the Cardinals. But right. I agree. I do think you can't – it would make no sense, in my opinion, to draft Xavier Worthy in the first round if you were the Bills, just because you have Curtis Samuel – Khalil Shakir, right. and then Matt Collins, who yep. kind of all do the same thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, Matt Collins is a little bit taller. He's more of a vertical threat than an actual, like, speed route runner kind of that stuff.
Right.
But if you just add Xavier Worthy, it's the same kind of – it's like what the Panthers had, just the opposite, where they were all just possession yeah. receivers.
Also, so, I mean, Xavier Worthy, he's not going to be a wide receiver one in this league.
Yeah.
I don't think. I really – I get that he is very fast, and he's also very good in college, but – I think there's a reason that he's being mocked outside of the first round a lot. So
we can also say, like, there's a lot of guys we did not expect to be, like, a first rounder who turns out to be one of the top receivers in the draft. So maybe Xavier Worthy can be that number one, but not with the Bills, who have three of the same archetype receiver, which then, like you said, I would like them to go Mitchell.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's talk about another team that Evan brought up. You're talking about your division rival in the Patriots. Now, there's been some rumors about what they're going to do at that number three spot. Now, I could ask you the questions just real quick. Do you guys prefer May or Daniels? And before we get to that, what do you guys think about this rumor out there? There's like I talked about earlier, Jaden Daniels and Malik Nabers, they were on Instagram Live and answering questions. Now, Malik Nabers kind of hinted out there's a possibility that Jaden Daniels could be reconnecting with his old homie. There's a lot of speculation to what that means. It could mean nothing. It is draft talk.
Right.
Exactly that. It could be, and some are saying it's Antonio Pierce. Some are saying, don't forget, hey, Brandon Ayuk is unhappy with the 49ers, and he's looking for a way out, and he either with a new contract or just a draft trade scenario. Now, if you think about the Patriots, they kind of have a lot to offer, and they desperately need wide receiver help. Now, Daniels to the Patriots with Brandon Ayuk, is that something you could be concerned about?
As a football fan, I would love that. As a Dolphins fan, I'd be worried about, I'm not going to say Patriots dynasty rekindling or anything, but that would be an exciting young team with bringing in that new coach, new culture, an established wide receiver one with, other than Caleb Williams, I think the most dynamic quarterback in the draft class. That would be a team to watch, and I almost want to compare them to the Texans just in like a young team that could burst up in the scene in 1 or 2 years very quickly.
So, yes, as a football fan, that would be an insane move to grab Brandon Ayuk, and you can get your quarterback like Jaden Daniels and stuff like that. But let's look at the past with the Patriots. Do they make any of these moves? I know it's a new head coach and not Bill Belichick, but it's still the same ownership.
A new GM, though.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, it's a new GM.
I know. It's just – it could be something. I just don't see the Patriots doing something like that. I could see them going –
the Patriot way is out.
You said what?
I think the Patriot way is out. They're in with a new, completely new culture.
I do think that. I think they could do something, but I do think they will definitely draft a quarterback at three. They won't trade down. And then they'll pick another receiver if they're like second round pick or something like that. Just because, I mean, do they really have anything to offer besides picks?
They have a second round pick, but also let's not forget, 49ers a couple years ago, who was it, D Ford? They couldn't afford D Ford anymore. So what do? They traded D Ford for a second round pick, and I forget what they did, what team that was, but they used that second round pick, if I'm not mistaken, to help move up to get that third overall pick.
Oh, wow.
If I'm not mistaken, I can go back and double check. Maybe Evan can check for us, but
that would make sense.
I'm just saying, if they have a chance of history repeating itself, I wouldn't be surprised if the Patriots have the best offer.
Yeah, that's true. I just think there might be better teams like the Raiders who could offer something. Imagine putting Devontae Adams and Brandon Ayuk together.
Mm.
And then you mentioned Jaden Daniels and Malik Nabers on the same thing, like Instagram Live and stuff, and talking about the Raiders. I don't see it happening just because, I mean, you're telling me you're going to be able to land Jaden Daniels and Malik Nabers in the same draft when you only have the 13th overall pick. I mean, yeah, I know you can definitely trade up with other stuff, but I just don't see them giving all that resources away for a quarterback that you're going to draft right now and then more receiver help, stuff like that. I think you would have to, if you're going to trade all that away, you're going to have to go for a more established receiver instead of someone who's just something.
And I get that. And I was also going to ask you, because the only reason I threw that out there as a potential possibility is because, one, you know, them saying that his old homie, which means I figure they might still have some chemistry there, Ayuk and Daniels. But going back to, like you said, you think the Patriots are definitely going to go with a quarterback. So let me ask you, let's open this conversation back up. Which quarterback would you like to see going to the Patriots?
Going to the Patriots? I would say I kind of would like Jaden Daniels going to the Patriots. Just mix it up. I know, like I was saying before, it's not a very Patriot thing to do, but, you know, like Evan said, the Patriot culture is out, I guess, the old culture. So it's going to be nice. I know, forget the head coach's name.
Gerard Mayo,
that's right. I know he said he wants like a mobile quarterback, if I'm not mistaken. So I think that would be a good pickup for them. If he can learn how to protect himself from the QB, from big hits.
He has to.
He has to, because he won't last long if...
He's got some Johnny Knoxville to his game, man. Do you guys know who Johnny Knoxville is?
Yeah.
It's actually insane, the situations that he puts himself in. And I will say that part of that does really hurt my projection for him. I was going to ask where you guys have him falling in the first round. Obviously, I imagine he'll go in the first round. But if I'm a team sitting in the top 10, or I guess especially with the Patriots, like your question, I'd probably rather have Drake May. I mean,
that I'm saying Drake May is probably going to go second. That's why I said.
I think Daniels. I guess that's fair.
I think Daniels might go after McCarthy. I know that might be a really bold take.
I think it's very realistic.
I could see Jaden Daniels having a similar fall to Justin Fields.
I could see him falling in the top 10. I honestly think I could.
I would love that. I would love to see him on the Raiders.
That would be fun.
Oh,
Raiders, the Giants, or Patriots are the three teams I want Jaden Daniels.
Not the Giants.
As an Eagles fan, not a Giants.
But then again, I mean, if Jaden Daniels can't protect himself, maybe
like there's a I mean,
maybe
there's
we
a,
do want him on the Giants.
I don't know, man. With like when he can't protect himself very well, but also there are legitimate problems to his game. Like he doesn't target the middle of the field well. And dude, in the NFL, if you can't consistently hit throws in the middle of the field and push your team down the field, you're not going to be successful as a quarterback. I think it's necessary. I'm not going to make this comp at all because he has far different tools and is better in a lot of aspects. But big reason that Zach Wilson didn't work out, he had the arm talent, he could make every throw on the field, but he wasn't confident enough and could not read well enough the middle of the field to be able to make plays there. And that's pretty much all that Jaden Daniels has done in college. He'll add a lot to the running game, but I think you may be a little bit limited in terms of your passing game with Jaden Daniels at quarterback.
And I'll agree with you. And honestly, your comparison to Zach Wilson, that's not what you want to – you want to be too ecstatic if you hear that comparison.
Exactly. It's not the ideal comparison nowadays.
Yeah. But speaking of a New York Jet, we got a Jet. You are listening to the Student Section NFL on WVUA 90.7 The Capstone.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
And we are back. You are listening to the Student Section NFL on WVUA 90.7 The Capstone. This conversation is getting a little hot and heavy right now, talking about MLB.
What? Hot and heavy.
A little spicy. There we go. Yeah. That's all I meant. But yeah.
I don't know if that's much better.
Maybe not. Probably not.
It's pretty lateral, but I guess we'll keep going.
Right next to it, right adjacent.
Yeah.
All right. So I guess getting back into some NFL talk, where do you guys want to lead off? There's still so much we gave.
I feel like we talked about the Jets a lot, but we haven't talked about how Hassan Reddick just went to the Jets, and I feel like how that makes them just a scary defense before.
Yeah.
Just makes them so much better.
Yeah.
Because, I mean,
having the defense they had before and then having Will McDonald and Hassan Reddick opposite each other on the line,
it's going to be crazy.
Not forget their number 10 overall pick.
30-0.
Dolphins put up 30 points without their starters in.
Yeah. Aaron Rodgers
wasn't on the field. What are we doing?
You had Zach Wilson gifting y'all the ball. He was like, hey, take
30
this.
30 points. That's all I got to say.
Okay.
Defense is sorry. The Jets are bad.
Anyway.
Without the Dolphins bias aside,
yeah,
I do think the Jets are going to make a little bit of a deeper run than last year. Hopefully, Aaron Rodgers can definitely stay healthy.
Well, he's not on the campaign anymore, so
okay, that's true.
He should play.
He's no longer a potential vice president. So,
which is a crazy statement to even say it to begin with. But now that he might resume his duties as a quarterback.
Not might, he will.
Well, we think. Yeah. You never know.
I forgot. It's
Aaron Rodgers. The question is how long he will be playing quarterback.
It's until he gets bored. But so let me ask you guys this. There's rumors of like you know, I think I mentioned it last week a little bit about there being some turmoil in the front office about Robert Saleh and the Woody. Speaking of vice president candidates, the Jets owner.
Yeah.
But also, there's a little bit of turmoil between Robert Saleh and Woody. I'm blanking on his last name for some reason. What'd you say, Evan?
Woody Johnson.
There we go. Thank you. Whether what side of the ball they should use this draft pick on for the 10th overall pick, whether it should be Robert Saleh wants a defensive player, but Woody Johnson, potential VP candidate, wants a piece on the offensive side of the ball.
Well, I know they were highly upset when once Bryce Huff left.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Robert Saleh or somebody came out and said how they were like distraught. Distraught how they lost him because he was a great edge. Great pass rusher, great
still raw. Just,
yeah, raw, but a great attacker off the ball.
Only 25 years old, too.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder why they like this guy so much. But, I wonder why we're such big Bryce Huff fans on this show.
But, you know, everyone is upset, you know. To fill that void is going to be pretty difficult. And then,
yeah. Where is he going again, by the way,
Bryce Huff? I'm pretty sure Philadelphia.
Oh, really? Awesome.
Wait. Bryce Huff is a Philadelphia Eagle?
Oh, my God.
You mean a guy that played 42% of the snaps and still had over 10 sacks?
Wait, you mean the guy?
This is so painfully obvious.
Did Howie Roseman commit another steal?
Probably not.
Well, only time will tell.
We've thought Howie Roseman's committed steals before.
Oh,
so.
Trust me. He has done – but as a great Howie Roseman quote says, you gotta do bad deals to know you do good deals.
How long has he been a GM to still be saying that?
I don't think that's the exact quote, but I know what you're saying.
You have to have bad deals. That's what he just says after every single time he messes up.
I think I definitely botched that quote.
No, you definitely did. But I mean,
I don't think I want my GM saying that it is necessary to make bad trades. But hey,
well, at least we didn't sign Adam Thielen and DJ Chark when they were.
Well, Adam Thielen had a great year.
Adam Thielen did have a good year, yeah. And that's really because he's the only man who was capable of having a good year on that roster.
I was trying to spin it good for you.
I just don't want GM slander coming from.
That was Scott Fitterer, respectfully. I don't have Scott Fitterer is not my GM anymore. It's Dan Morgan. So,
who was fist bumping all his players as they arrived at training
camp. Because he's cool.
Yeah.
Just like Jonathan Gannon. But let's get back to the beginning.
What is that?
Jonathan Gannon. Remember when he was talking. He first got the job.
I know. Talking about the fire in your gut.
Yeah.
Like that.
Do you have fire in your gut?
Yeah.
But
he's a coach.
Do you
want
to walk to work or you want to travel? How do you want to commute?
Anyway,
I think the Jets are definitely going to use their pick on offense now because they got an edge, a top of the line edge. Yeah. Who some people in the Eagles organization, I don't know how true is this, but they're saying that, you know, Hassan Reddick might have just been chasing sacks for the contract instead of actually like setting the edge and doing, I don't want to say his job, but that's the reports that I'm hearing.
I believe you.
But
why are you laughing?
I do.
It's just,
I do wish we still had Hassan
everything
Reddick.
We've been saying for the past 5 minutes in some way has been pro Philly. Like, like suggesting that Hassan Reddick was.
I don't
want
to hear you laugh because you just said 30-0 on the Jets defense.
Hassan Reddick, implying that Hassan Reddick was stat padding for the sake of his contract to explain that why the team maybe performed a little bit worse.
No, that's not the perform a little bit worse, but that's just why they might have been looking to move on instead of paying him the top of the line edge money that he wanted. Don't get me wrong, I still wish Hassan Reddick was on my team.
Yeah.
But I think he's going to do great things in New York. Well, I guess New Jersey, since that's where they play, because it's just stupid. Like, I don't just play in New York. But
interesting. Noted. Very well noted.
Yeah.
But I do think it's a great pickup. I think Dolphins will not score 30 points to zero again on the Jets because they might have a competent offense this year with Mike Williams, Garrett Wilson, Aaron Rodgers, Breece Hall, who's great, and then probably, hopefully, Brock Bowers.
I'm hoping that – well, Dalvin Cook's a free agent, but – it was, you know how frustrating it was to see Dalvin Cook be on the field with Breece Hall on the roster last year?
Oh, yeah.
I think Breece Hall deserves, you know, like a confident, like dominant share of the touches. And it just felt like they were giving Dalvin Cook the ball just because, you know.
I feel like that was beginning of the year. And then they're like, wait, he's a lot better.
This guy's actually pretty good.
So let's give him the ball.
Yeah.
And then he, like, went off.
Yeah.
So, Connor, you're an Eagles fan.
Yes. So wait, how'd you know?
It's an educated guess. So let me ask you, what did you think about the return for Hassan Reddick? I mean, hey, you're getting a conditional third-round pick that might turn into a second-rounder in 2026 when Aaron Rodgers could be done playing? Question mark?
I do think it will become a second-rounder because I'm pretty sure it's a conditional if he plays 67% of the snaps this year.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you're not going to take that guy out if he's...
Well, it's MetLife Stadium.
Don't say that. But don't say that. I think the return is good because you're looking at what... DJ Burns got. Not DJ Burns.
DJ Burns!
Brian Burns.
NC State? Yeah.
What the Panthers got for Brian Burns, a second-round pick and a fifth-round pick. Yeah. Guys like L'Jarius Sneed got a second or third and a fifth.
It was
a third and a fifth. So the market isn't great for some top of the line guys. So you're getting a third, which is going to be a second round pick, hopefully, for a 30, 31 year old rusher who just got signed to a 3-year deal. If I'm sure he got signed as soon as he got traded, I'm pretty sure.
Probably, yeah.
So I do think it's a good it was a good get. I was expecting a little bit less.
Mm. Yeah, fair. Well, it's tough to read how that stuff is with, like, no matter what, anytime a trade happens, I feel like I'm always surprised by the return for it. Mainly players like
that. I had a friend out there, I think it was a L'Jarius Sneed trade or something like that. They were like, man, this isn't realistic. Like, after the trades, he was like, yeah, I can go on Madden and none of this is happening. Yeah. I'm like, do you know what realistic means at this point? Like, yeah. It happens in real life. Going into Madden.
That was the realistic thing right there.
Oh, man. So let me ask you guys this. So out of everything that's happened so far this offseason, what's the move that you like the most or that's really caught you by surprise?
I don't know.
Honestly, it might be recency bias, but I really just do love Stephon Diggs of the Texans.
Yeah.
And just the whole offense coming together.
Special teams, special plays.
Speaking of sketch, players. I mean, who would have thought? Like,
did you guys see him running routes with?
Yes,
you gotta. I mean, I'm sorry. We gotta take a moment just to be like, hey, good for him.
Look
like,
at him, man. He is on a special run right now.
The fact that he was used as a Sports Center, like intro.
Yeah, dude, back it's awesome. Commercial,
Sports Center intro. I mean, all the like big guy like. CJ Stroud and everybody are doing stuff with him. I mean, the Phillies double celebration is the Tuesday.
Check Uber.
So I think it's crazy how popular he's gotten in this like short span of time.
How long do we see Sketch into an NFL commercial? Because it's going to happen.
They got to get him in a Madden.
Madden. I don't think NFL, but Madden.
Ooh, a Madden commercial?
But I think he could be in a Super Bowl commercial.
That's very
important. Because, like, you know how they do, like, the Super Bowl stuff? They just get, like, celebrities within, like, I guess, around the NFL and stuff like that. So.
If they know what's good for them, man. If they know their audience, then I think they'll get sketching something.
But the real question, do you think he'll be famous at that point? Not famous, but, like, still popular? Because, like, right now.
I don't know.
The way it's going is, like,
he's been mainstream real quick.
Mainstream, but I know a lot of people who are mainstream, who get mainstream this quick, fall off pretty quick, too. So...
Can you give us some examples?
I mean, like Speed, he kind of fell off.
I know he's still doing some pretty major stuff.
He's still like there, but he's not like in the mainstream media.
Well, that's true.
All the time.
Well, you just got RKO'd last night.
That's the most media I've seen of him since 2022.
I mean, you're not wrong. But speaking of Philly, that
how is that speaking of Philly?
How on earth is that speaking?
How
of
did
Philly?
We get back to Philly?
Because you know, I said got RKO'd. WrestleMania was in
the okay.
Yeah, so transition it, you know. But anyway, I'm just saying, great show. I really want to say that at some point, we all need to take a moment and please explain to me what this storyline's happening. I don't know what it is, but I know I like it. So when we come back from break, maybe you guys can tell me a little bit more about that.
About what storyline?
What's happening in the WWE? I'm very lost. Yeah.
Okay. It kind of like happened, but.
Yeah, it's been a couple years, you know, and then it's piqued my interest.
Yeah,
I'm observing from a distance, but I like it. I'm walking closer. I'm trying to get a bigger picture of it.
Okay.
And then I'll make my final choice if I want to go back in.
Very detailed.
All right.
Allegory for your relationship with the WWE.
I was just trying to. Anyway, that's where I'm coming from. But more on that when we come back. You're listening to the Student Section NFL on WVUA 90.7.
WVUA
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
When we are back, you're listening to the Student Section NFL on WVUA 90.7, the Capstan.
We're back.
I'm your host, Jalen Brooks, and you know, I'm still here with all the guys.
Tanner all Thompson. The guys. Yeah. What's up, man?
Connor Rolls, Evan Cisneros. It's a party.
Yep. All right.
Sorry. Was that?
It's like, okay.
I ruined the vibe.
No.
It wasn't on you. It was on Connor, really.
The vibe is great.
Never better.
All right. So why don't we get back into some NFL news real quick. Mm-hmm. Just leading off, there's a lot of rumors still happening in this offseason so far. So is there a rumor out there that's floating around that you want to dig into or just a little bit deeper?
I do. Like, I'm very interested in where J.J. McCarthy goes. You know, right. The Vikings traded up for him. Or, like, if the Vikings will trade up for him, if somebody else. I know I've heard the Giants were interested in him getting Daniel Jones 2.0. or getting, like, the Vikings getting a quarterback besides, you know, Sam Darnold to throw the ball to Justin Jefferson. So I'm interested in that.
Yeah.
The Vikings don't just trade for a second first-round pick just for no reason. Right. I don't think they're going to use it. I think they're going to try and trade up, but we'll see.
Yeah. Okay. I kind of going off that, I'm really excited to see where Bo Nix and Michael Penix go.
That's true.
I do like both. I just – Michael Penix is – it's tough with him because, like, watching him, he was really probably one of my favorite quarterbacks, if not the favorite quarterback to watch this past year, just in terms of their – it was probably because he had the best football team out of the major quarterbacks, but it's just fun to watch him drop back and zip it down the field. And, you know, I think there's a place for that in the NFL, but it's just about – how they view the injury history, how he'll interview, all that stuff. But I would really like to see him be successful on a team.
We're seeing him, you know, the top 30 visits are happening for these teams right now. We're seeing him get invited to a lot of these teams with first round, like a lot of high mid first round picks, like the Steelers, right. For instance, the Seahawks.
Right.
I think I want to say that he got an interview with the Raiders as well. I want to say he also got an interview with the Giants. Maybe that was for like their second round pick, but yeah. You know, I think they just traded that, right? So.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's interesting to see where he's going to fall. Bo Nix is another name that we've been – well, I haven't really been hearing much about him, but I've also have been hearing that the Broncos are most likely the link to him. So, you know, Sean Payton, he believes that quarterback is the most essential part of the team, and especially with a guy like you rave about, like Bo Nix, who is really good at making just beyond the first read, and his arm strength just to let alone perfect fit for Sean Payton. So
I think statistically he's like the best first read quarterback in the league. And I'm sure Sean Payton loves the idea of someone who's going to do exactly what Sean Payton tells him to do.
Yeah.
But yeah. And also, I mean, Bo Nix he did not turn the ball over very much at all last season. I can't remember what the final numbers were, but didn't he have like one, maybe two picks for the whole season? And then he had like.
I think he had three.
33 total. Then however many touchdowns he had, insane amount of yards. He had a ridiculous season. Because
I remember we were talking about this with. Bo Nix and J.J. McCarthy comparing their stats.
Right.
And how, like, I think J.J. McCarthy didn't even get to 2,000 passing yards.
Yeah, he was way short or something like that. But
Bo Nix had 45 touchdowns, 3 interceptions, and 4,500 passing yards.
That's insane. Like,
with a QBR of 91.2, which is second in the nation.
That's nuts for a whole – I mean, again, 45 touchdowns and 3 picks over a whole season. That's pretty unbelievable. I wouldn't be surprised if the Broncos walk away with a –
So, like,
let's, very happy with him.
Let's say the Broncos just decide to go with another player, which they very well could do. No one really knows what direction they're going to go in. But
right.
Where do you think – what's another team that you would like to think that Bo Nix could fit into their system?
So, I would like the Falcons to draft another quarterback, but I wouldn't, like, want them to draft Bo Nix just because he's so old.
Yeah.
You don't want him sitting behind
– He's only 24, so right?
For NFL, coming in as a rookie, that's pretty old.
Yeah.
But, you know, Kirk Cousins is 36, you know, coming off an Achilles tear, 4-year contract, which I think is a big contract. But I don't think he'll finish his career through the contract. So I give it a few more years. So I think the Falcons should draft somebody that's more of a project, like Joe Milton, I would like. But even Joe Milton's still old, I would say. Isn't he?
A little bit.
Yeah, so I don't know. But Bo Nix – I would like to see the Raiders use their pick like second round pick for him.
Yeah.
That could be a good fit. And also, there's, I don't know if you guys have heard the rumors, like the Rams is another team that are actually actively trying to look into a quarterback, you know, with Matt Stafford getting older.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They recently they tried to trade for Sam Howell. They really wanted Sam Howell, like really badly apparently. Interesting. But Seattle, they won the offer.
Yeah.
And apparently Sam Howell almost went to another team, but he was seen as the alpha, and like he has the alpha mentality. Like he wants to prove himself. So they didn't think that was going to be the right situation. I think it was maybe the Vikings. Like, they didn't want him competing with Darnold. I'm not really for sure, so don't quote me on that. But
so is there going to be a QB competition in Seattle?
I mean, at this rate, I would think so.
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, I'm sure they're going to start Geno.
Odds are it's Geno, but I imagine there will be a conversation there.
I think there will be a conversation. Like, are you saying there's a conversation halfway through the year or during training camp?
I think there would definitely be one during training camp.
Yeah. Again, they're both starting quarterbacks. Obviously, Geno's the incumbent, I guess. Yeah. But I don't know. I mean, maybe the arm of Sam Howell is something they would like to see. I will say Sam Howell does, you know, not the perfect quarterback, and there's a lot of things I like to see improve. But his deep ball accuracy is unbelievable. It's truly like very high up in the terms of the context of the league.
I'm not saying this is like I'm still talking about Geno Smith and Sam Howell QB thing. I don't think it's the same level, but it kind of gives me like Dak Prescott and then Trey Lance. Like you bring in a guy, a young quarterback who has, you know, showed potential, right. I guess you could say, with a quarterback that's already proven himself these past few years. So just get him to learn, and hopefully he takes that next step.
The tough, Trey Lance is like the emergency guy in Dallas, technically, I think.
He
was the third or fourth QB on the roster.
I thought he was second.
He's not second.
He's not second. I think he's third.
Yeah.
I think they traded for him to be the second, but well, I that's guess what not.
I think like this is all part of a tactic. I just think don't forget like Dak is.
I think he's gone after this year.
I do too. I think it's all about his contract negotiations, and I don't think Dallas, who's already capped out, is going to give him another extension. Don't forget that Dallas is currently dealing with like rumors of CD holding out, but apparently CD saying he'll be in Dallas, but that doesn't necessarily mean he'll be at the camp.
Future Panther.
Yeah, that would be one hopes, yeah.
Every good receiver I'm going to say is a future Panther.
Hey, as a Eagles fan, I would love for him to get out of Dallas.
Also, we haven't even mentioned this really, but one trade I'm looking forward to happening is T. Higgins. You know, he requested...
Is that a certain trade?
He did request a trade. Yeah, he wants out.
He requested the trade because he was franchise tagged, and yeah, so all that kind of stuff. I want to see if it plays out, and I want to see where he would go.
Yeah,
because I think he's an interesting fit with like the Panthers or something like that.
Yeah, I'm obviously I'd love to have him. I do think we're running out of things to trade.
If that makes sense.
At some point, you know, you got to stick to your draft and go from there. But obviously, I'd love to have T. Higgins on the Panthers. I've talked about it for a while, but. It seems slightly less realistic as time goes on.
Get him on the Patriots. Patriots would be a good pickup.
Yeah. I just feel like he would be traded to the NFC. Like, I don't think, like, I don't know.
You don't think he'd stay in the AFC?
I just really don't, unless you're going to, like...
I don't think that...
I wonder how much they think about that, though.
Yeah.
I don't think the Bengals would trade out of division just because he's not, like, a huge, I don't want to say cornerstone for them. Like, he's still a great receiver, but I feel like you do that to players that you think highly of. And then plus... The Bengals are known to not to have a great ownership. So, I mean.
But they finally have ownership's going around. They finally built their outdoor practice facility. Indoor.
I think they'll look at the best offer instead of, like, who's, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, more than likely.
Yeah.
But also, speaking of, like, ownership, you guys see the news about the Kansas Chiefs, you know, might be moving out of Mississippi?
Missouri?
Out of Kansas City?
Yes.
Kansas City, Missouri. Yeah,
that's
I saw that.
That's a possibility?
No, yeah. Did you not see that?
No.
So the Kansas City Royals and the Kansas City Chiefs put out a video saying you should put out a video like, oh, vote yes on this new tax that are going to up the tax so they can pay for the new stadium they're going to build.
That's kind of crazy.
If they don't say, if they like the bill doesn't get passed, then they're like, then I guess we're just going to have to leave. And even though they're like their owners are – insanely rich and don't want to build their own stadium.
I guess so. I would be so surprised if they moved, man. The people in Kansas City love the Chiefs, man. That is one of the more diehard fan bases in the NFL. Arrowhead's one of the hardest places to play in the NFL. I would be crazy surprised if that happened.
But, I mean, with the NFLPA report cards, they were effing everything except, like, a head coach.
Wow.
They had F ownership, like, F all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I didn't realize that. Maybe they will, but where are they going to go? Where would the Chiefs go?
Kansas, I guess, Dallas. Maybe.
Kansas?
Back yeah.
So they'd stay in Kansas City and just be part of Kansas instead of Missouri?
They're moving states.
Their facility wouldn't change. Isn't that the whole point?
The Dallas mayor said he wants them back in Dallas.
If they go to Dallas, I might stop watching the NFL. That would make me – that would hurt my – I don't know. Ownership in the NFL is already – you know, people have such a bad relationship with it in general. If they put another team in Dallas, you know, instead of – you know, a lot, there are plenty of other cities that are deserving of football teams. It's – I don't know. That would be a bummer.
Like Richmond, California?
Sure.
Just a name to throw out there. I like.
I don't know. You know.
Oakland?
Oakland, I would like to see you get a team back, but.
Seattle?
Seattle already has a team. I would like. You know, why not just say.
Are you thinking about what team it is?
Sorry, yeah, I did.
Wait, what?
You could see in his eyes that he was thinking about, like, you said Seattle has a team. He's like.
I mean, like the team that you did interview for.
You just talked about Sam Howell too. Sam Howell.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just like you know, I was thinking NBA.
You're good, man. Happens.
I was like, there's not an NBA team in Seattle, and then I realized NFL. Sorry.
Speaking of NBA team in Seattle, they could also move to Oklahoma City, team up with the old Seattle team.
There you go. Oklahoma City deserves a football team.
Stay in the Midwest area.
Yeah.
That would actually probably
better than going to Kansas City, Kansas instead of Kansas City, Missouri.
I mean, it's a whole different state, so they have like different taxes.
Do you know where Kansas City is?
It's in Missouri.
It's in both. It's on the border of each state. There's Kansas City, Missouri.
I know that. I'm saying, but they're on the Missouri side, I thought. So
you think they should go to
the other side?
Are they going to get more money from the state of Kansas than they will from Missouri? I would be astounded if that was the case.
They might. I don't know.
Missouri has St. Louis and, well, really just St. Louis and Kansas City. But
Kansas has Kansas City.
Hey, that was Oz.
And Oz.
Yeah. Way to bring it back full circle. Yeah.
I would be very down for the Kansas City Chiefs to move to Oz. I would fully support that.
Hey,
my favorite thing is when someone brought a sign. It was like some fan or whatever. They're like, "We're not in Kansas anymore," and like, you're not really in Kansas right now watching the game. So I thought it was just funny. My bad, guys.
No, you're all right,
man.
I'm just thinking about like you know if it. You know, if Oz was a place,
hypothetically,
would they have witches and warlocks?
Well, now we're just
we said Oz.
Are we asking about their mascot?
Yeah,
probably the Wizards, right?
No,
the movie's called The Wizard of Oz.
Oh,
thank you, Evan.
But like, who's the wizard in The Wizard of Oz?
Oz.
Yeah,
but Oz is not a wizard.
Yeah, he is.
Well, but they think he's a wizard.
That's the whole point of the movie.
But they find out he's not when there's actual witches there.
Right, spoiler alert. The name.
Sorry
of the
movie for spoiling
is still...
a movie that was made in 1930s.
I
haven't had time. That's on you, man. That's not our fault.
I need a couple more.
If you're getting the first ever movie in color spoiled, that is only your fault. It's only yours.
I just haven't had time.
Fair enough.
I need a couple more hundred years.
Just a little bit more. Fair enough.
Well, with that being said, we got just a little bit of time left, so I just want to ask you guys, is there anything that we feel like we haven't really covered enough or shed enough light on?
Where should Kansas City move if they're not going to go there, if they're not going to stay?
Hey, we talked about this on the Crimson Case, Montreal.
Montreal.
That was on this. That was on the student section, because that's when you said you thought it was in, like, Spain or something.
No, this is the Crimson Case, but yes.
I'm pretty sure.
He wasn't here. It was the Crimson Case. It was the other show.
Okay.
Yeah.
We were like, so where should an NBA team go? And he was talking about, like, yeah, Montreal. I'm like, you know, they already have a team in, like, Canada and stuff like that. And they're like, oh, I thought it was in Spain or something.
I said that off air.
he said that off air.
I was like, we're just exposing Jalen.
Montreal and Madrid, I got them confused.
It sounds a little Spanish, Montreal.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Mm-hmm. I can understand that. But
So, you know, NBA's talking about, like, expansion teams. You know that. Where would you think an NFL expansion team, in what cities? Saying everything's going to stay the same. And you
St. Louis.
So you're just adding?
Yeah.
St. Louis would have to be a big.
Have to go back to St. Louis.
How many would we be adding?
Two.
Probably just two.
Yeah.
Yeah. So St. Louis would definitely is my first vote.
Really?
I think they still have, like half their sporting events, even for the XFL, if I'm not mistaken, are always sold out.
Really?
Yeah, like very that makes closely. Sense.
I would say I would like to see Alabama, but I want Alabama just to say college football because I think it's just so big with Alabama-Auburn. I don't want them going back to having them root for the same team because then you have common ground, and I don't want, you know, a hated rivalry to have common ground.
Yeah.
I want somebody just to absolutely hate somebody.
Well, I could see a Nashville edition. I know there's a team in Tennessee, but Nashville's a very big city. So I'm one of the bigger cities. Maybe Memphis. Without a basketball team? I have to imagine.
Oh, wait, are we talking basketball?
No, we're talking football.
Oh, football?
Yeah.
My bad. You started with NBA expansion teams.
On that same track, though, we could go Memphis for football.
Yeah. Yeah. That would make sense.
I could see that. I'm trying to think. You know, we could say it's somewhere like North Dakota, South Dakota.
I would not. I disagree.
No, I'm just saying.
Do they need an NFL team?
Well, yeah, I mean, like, I feel like that part is just remote. Nobody knows anything about that. Like, I know they know like some stuff, but it's not like a talked about thing. So, like, why not bring something that brings in money? You know?
Yeah.
The people that live up there, you know, you can go to a game or something.
Do you know what happens in North Dakota?
No.
Me either.
Let's bring an NFL team there, and maybe people will know more about it.
No, that's
sorry, people that live in that area.
I love how he's referring to the state because he can't think of a city.
No,
in the Dakotas.
Oh yeah,
St. Pierre.
No, North Dakota.
Isn't Mount Rushmore in South Dakota?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Cool.
I was going to say, where's Bowling Green State?
Bowling Green State.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, because Bowling Green's in Kentucky, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I imagine it's
Kentucky. I feel like that was the school. I was just curious. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, it's in Ohio. Bowling Green, Ohio.
Football team.
I thought it was maybe up there. Anyway, yeah, I don't know anything about North Dakota other than Carson Wentz.
Does Ohio
and Trey Lance. That's literally all I know.
All I'm gonna say, does Ohio have a team that ever likes to have Cleveland and Cincinnati?
Pretty much only every team.
Does Ohio have a team?
Well, so what do we want to say about this Chase Claypool news? You know,
to the Seahawks.
Nothing.
No, to the like XFL. I'm pretty sure. UFL.
What? No, he went to the. He went to. He had a meeting with the Seahawks today. Yeah, that's what I was referring to.
Oh wow.
Hey, if he gets a contract,
good riddance.
Good for him.
Yeah, good for him. That's about all I can say.
Wow. This guy is a first-round receiver out of Notre Dame.
He was a second-round.
Oh, good point.
He was a top-five receiver.
But, yeah, he was top-five.
He said he was top-five.
Rookie year, and then.
It's so funny how good his rookie year was, and then.
Just the downfall.
Because that was the.
TikTok year.
That was the Steelers 11-0
year.
Never heard of it.
Him and Juju doing
losing, never heard of it.
Golly, didn't they do the dance on the Browns logo?
It was Juju did the dance on the Bengals logo, and then halfway through the first quarter, Von Bell laid him out.
Yeah,
I remember.
And then did the TikTok dance after he destroyed him.
Yeah, you're right. And then he caught
a
pick.
2020? Was that the COVID year?
It was after the COVID year, so there was still not really a lot of fans. But I think that was later on in the year when they did let fans in. So
That was a time.
It was a time, indeed.
So let me ask you guys one more question before we get off the air. Just what do you guys? One more reacting to another thing, real quick. John, the Chargers coach.
Yes.
John Harbaugh.
John, I always get them confused. John Harbaugh.
Yeah.
He recently they've redone the Chargers locker room, so it no longer it's just your nameplate. It's apparently instead of your name above the locker room, it's your ranking in high school.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah.
Motivation.
I think that's a motivation chip on the shoulder kind of thing. Unless you know, number one, but
yeah, unless
it's like the whole team bad high school recruits.
They're just all five.
Well, it would probably make sense. Really have you seen that roster?
A lot of former 3-2 stars.
It is really looking a little rough right now, especially. I don't know what direction they're going to go, and I think hopefully they go offensive line and then gets a couple wide receivers or something.
Well, they need wide receivers. Quentin Johnson and Joshua Palmer.
I hope to God that they draft Malik Nabers. I think it's their only option, honestly.
They don't have a tight end either.
That's the archetype they need. That's what I was saying about Marvin Harrison. Like,
they need him.
Marvin Harrison's the best receiver in the class, but you need that Stephon Diggs kind of archetype that is going to be your number one receiver the whole year for a good 5 years and just continue to be that cornerstone instead of, you know, like a Megatron. Megatron's easily better than Stephon Diggs, but in terms of impact, who do you really want?
Megatron.
I want Stephon Diggs.
I think we have to throw back a little bit that Evan in our mock draft took Malik Nabers over Marvin
I'm
Harrison
Jr. I'm still defending that pick.
Don't you still believe in that pick?
For the Chargers.
So, so you're talking about Stephon Diggs and Megatron, but do you not remember when they had to put three guys on Megatron at the goal line and Megatron still scored?
Do you not remember Megatron was on a team that went 0-16? Not his fault, but...
You mean the guy that broke the receiving record in a year?
He is my GOAT. I love Megatron, but...
You're comparing Stephon Diggs, who has not done really anything like significant in this league, compared to like...
Except for the Minnesota
Minneapolis
Miracle.
Oh, yeah, Minnesota
that
Miracle.
That was all Marcus Williams' fault, though, by the way. Like, One of my biggest pet peeves in football is bad tackling. Marcus Williams will never be a good safety to me because he doesn't know how to tackle. He always puts his head down. And people either walk past him or run him over. And we saw this with Destroying. He's out for the whole year. It's my biggest pet peeve.
He's a kicker.
Dude, if you would have told me this conversation ended with Destroying, I would have thought you were lying in my face. You were on Marcus Williams that whole time. He said, we see this. It's the same thing with Destroying.
No, he's over here saying.
Who's a kicker in the UFL.
Bad tackling broke his neck.
He's talking about you know. Who would you rather have, Stephon Diggs or Calvin Johnson? I would take Stephon Diggs. Like, no. I think everyone who watches football would take Calvin Johnson in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
And then we go from that to Marcus Williams tackling and then destroying.
Golly. That was awesome.
Well, I can't think of a better transition. I think that has to be our take it out of here. So, on that note, thank you so much for listening. This has been the Student Section NFL on WVUA 90.7. Be sure to join us next Tuesday as we get a little bit more into Destroying's neck. All right.
WVUA FM, Tuscaloosa.